Yeah, my mother used to... My mother's quite an interesting cat because she's from Ghana in West Africa and she's from a long line of teachers. And my grandfather actually received an OBE from the Queen for his services to education in Africa. So, unfortunately, or fortunately, I was kind of like... I had this albatross on my back.
Yeah, no
like,
pressure,
you
mate.
You will go to university. You will get good A-levels. You will do well in school. So my mother used to kind of stick motivational kind of words around the house. And the one that strikes me is this one which said, the heights achieved by great men were not attained in a sudden flight, but they, whilst their companions slept, were toiling bravely in the night. And it just struck me because it's such a true statement. In order for you to do well, you need to put the hours in. You need to be working when you're, you know, when your rivals are asleep. You know, if you want to succeed, it's not an overnight success. And I find with a lot of young people that I work with is kind of, a lot of the people they admire, they kind of perceive that these people just suddenly wake up in the morning and then they're successful. And what you have to realise is that someone like Beyonce has been singing since she was like 6 years old, you know, in the group, you know. Someone like Kanye West, you know, it's kind of like he was in like a near fatal car crash, which kind of, you know, made him really like treasure each day. You know, someone like Jay-Z is kind of like, when I signed my first recording deal, we were signed to the same label in America as Jay-Z. And I remember being given his record and everyone was like, yeah, it's this kind of small time rapper guy, you know, nothing's going to really happen to him. You know, and now he's like one of the most successful rappers in the world. So it's not overnight success. It's kind of, you know. So what I always say to people is kind of like, you know, write a list of the 10 people you admire. Then find out the 10 people who they admire and then start doing your history. Because the thing that young people have to realise now is that there are no excuses for holes in knowledge because you have the internet. And the generation before you didn't have the internet, you know, whereas now every source of information that you want is there at your fingertips. If you don't use it, you've only got yourself to blame.